Dellingpole, No One Actually Cares About Diane Abbott's Skin Tone. By James Dellingpole on March 8, 2019. Former Home Secretary Amber Rudd is mortified at having accidentally used the word colored to describe the black MP Diane Abbott. Silly woman. What on earth is Rudd doing giving succor to the race-baiting mob which knows full well that she had no intention of being disrespectful, let alone racist, and which is merely exploiting this incident as a cynical power play? Here is one of those race baiters in action. And here's another. Before we go on, let's just examine the context of Rudd's crime. She was on the BBC Radio 2 Jeremy Vine show and was asked if Twitter abuse was worse for female politicians. Here is what Rudd said. It definitely is worse if you're a woman. And it's worst of all if you're a colored woman. I know that Diane Abbott gets a huge amount of abuse, and I think that's something we need to continue to call out. Two things are immediately clear from the context. First, Rudd evidently had no intention of slighting Diane Abbott in any way. On the contrary, she was trying to signal sympathy for, even solidarity with, her friend from the opposition benches. Second, Rudd was engaged in a flagrant exercise of conspicuous virtue signaling. She was, indeed, getting about as close as a white person can to playing the race card. That is, she was buying heavily into the narrative that MPs like Diane Abbott get given an especially hard time because of their skin color. But we shouldn't feel sorry for Rudd. Not in the slightest. What she was obviously trying to do was to curry favor with what Laura Perrins calls the woke stoppo, and instead offering herself up as a cheap propaganda sacrifice for the all-devouring radical left. Yep, life sure does come at you fast if you are wet, limp, please everyone love me Tory MP. It really was a simple job though, complain about the abuse women in public life receive, especially black women, and then move on. Then they all love you, Amber, and make you head girl. I'm not a fan of Rudd, those girls were irritating in school and they are irritating now, so this latest gaffe has served up some delicious schadenfreude. I doubt if Rudd will learn the key lesson in all of this however, the left hate you. You, Amber Rudd, are a Tory and no matter how much you try to suck up to them, no matter how much you try to outwoke them and play the identity politics game, they will still hate you. To distract from their incredible thickness and unbelievable uselessness, both resort to the only effective weapon they have in their armory, racial victimhood. Both Abbott and Lammy are forever banging on about the race issue, despite the fact that they live in a country where pretty much everyone is comfortable living in a multiracial society. Rudd's comments on the Jeremy Vine show are sadly symptomatic of just how depressingly wet the Conservative Party has become. The conservative position on race-baiting identity politics ought to be a no-brainer. This is not a game we play. It's not a game we should play because, far from healing the racial divide, it actually widens it. It's an ugly tactic, not an expression of genuine hurt. Again, it's perfectly clear from the context of Rudd's colored remark that she meant no harm. And anyone sensible, of whatever ethnic background, knows this. Rudd should never have tried sucking up to the ghastly Abbott by endorsing her cry-bully tactics of fake victimhood. People hate on Abbott on Twitter not because she's black but because she's thick as mince and quite incredibly irritating. And Rudd should never have apologized for causing offense when no offense was intended. That way madness lies.